In today's video, we delve into the haunting torments that Padre Pio faced in his encounters with demons. And we'll also hear his first-hand account of his visit to hell. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. The story I'm about to share is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, we find a fascinating testimony by one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, Cleonice Morcaldi, who sheds light on Padre Pio's battles with demons. Cleonice recalls, "One day Padre Pio said, 'These are unfortunate times in which we have fallen. Let us ask the Lord to come to the church's aid. The church is attacked and slandered. Let's pray for all our exiled brothers, for the ministers of the Lord, and for all the people of God. Let's pray and offer our sufferings.'" Padre Pio's heart ached as he witnessed humanity slipping into the clutches of Satan. He knew the depth of God's love for every individual, and seeing others reject that love pained him deeply. But Padre Pio was not just a passive bystander witnessing the fall of souls. He was a fighter. Throughout his life, he fought many battles against Satan and his demons, supported by Our Lady and Our Lord. He even declared, "I feel the strength to annihilate the entire kingdom of Satan." Have you ever heard of a saint proclaiming something like this? I must admit, I haven't. However, it didn't all start on such a resolute note. In the beginning, Padre Pio was afraid when faced with demons, much as anyone else would be. So he sought the assistance of his spiritual daughters, asking them, "Beg Our Lady not to let me see those hideous faces anymore." But what was Padre Pio referring to? What did he mean by hideous faces? Well, the demons would torment Padre Pio at night, manifesting themselves in hideous forms. Distorted faces would materialize, speaking with their mouths positioned at the back of their heads, while the ears were in the front of their face. Needless to say, Padre Pio was frightened by these apparitions. They represented nature's distortion, a mockery of God's creation. Furthermore, these malevolent entities would adopt the guise of animals, elephants, oxen, dogs, yet even in this form, they twisted and perverted the natural beauty of these animals set forth by God. These creatures were truly monstrous, featuring snouts positioned atop of their heads and their ears displaced. These demons would appear to Padre Pio in the thousands. When questioned about how so many demons could possibly fit in the confines of his cell, Padre Pio responded, "They are spirits that do not occupy space." It was these horrifying faces that tormented Padre Pio, not his sufferings. He was always ready to embrace suffering and live like a martyr. But those ungodly visions at night struck fear into his heart. The battles against the demons lasted from 10 at night until 5 in the morning. When Padre Pio saw the sunset, he began to feel concerned about what awaited him at night. As soon as it got dark, those horrendous faces would appear. Nevertheless, during Padre Pio's confrontations with demons, Our Lady remained a constant presence by his side, glorifying his victories and the merits he gained with God. Thus, with the strength he received from Our Lady, and with the joy of fighting for the glory of God, Padre Pio became bold. In the end, the Lord gave Padre Pio the vigor of Christ, who defeated Satan on the cross. This reminds me of a dream St. Therese of Lisieux had as a child, where little demons could not touch her. She explained, I do not suppose this dream was very extraordinary, but I do think God made use of it to show me that a soul in the state of grace need never be afraid of the devil, who is such a coward that even the gaze of a child will frighten him away. But Padre Pio not only conquered his fear of demons, but also willingly chose to descend into hell. In his own words, "I went down there among those wretches of hell, and I suffered more than they did. They suffer because they hate God, but I love him. And I heard those cavernous roars against God." But why would Padre Pio willingly visit hell, the worst place in existence? The answer lies in his fervent prayers for conversions, particularly for souls that showed no inclination to change. He offered himself as a victim to the Lord, enduring all possible sufferings to spare others, resulting in countless conversions due to Padre Pio's efforts and the grace of God. For many years, Padre Pio wished to die and reunite with Jesus. However, when the time eventually arrived, he felt reluctant to part. He knew the Lord was calling him, but he didn't want to go and leave humanity in the grasp of Satan. End of testimony. Unfortunately, we do see a rise in Satanism and anti-Catholic tendencies. But luckily for us, Padre Pio did not abandon us with his earthly departure. As many testimonies show, Padre Pio's influence is still very present and powerful today. That's why I strongly encourage you to join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. You will truly benefit from his special protection. Who does not need extra protection against the evil abounding in today's world? By joining, you will also become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us spread Padre Pio's wisdom far and wide. Your participation can truly make a difference spiritually, both for you, your loved ones, and others. So please, click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.